This is Melissa Ringstaff from avirtuouswoman.org, and I want to welcome you to From Chaos to Calm, 15 Weeks to a Happy Home. We're on day 40, and today's devotion is titled, Setting the Table. Setting the Table. Our scripture memory for today comes from Revelation chapter 19, verse 9. It says, Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's one of my favorite verses. Just imagine the very first time we sit with Jesus at a feast. What a celebration it's going to be. Now, I want you to think about your own dinner table at home. What is the atmosphere like when your family sits down to eat? Do you regularly eat together around the table? Or does everyone grab a plate and run for the TV? Perhaps you find yourself too busy to cook, and dinner on the go or fast food is the standard fare. Now, we've already discussed the importance of eating healthy food and well-balanced meals. I want to encourage you to continue planning meals that your family will enjoy and meals that will provide the nutrition you need. I also want to encourage you to slow down and set aside the evening hours for family time if you haven't already done so. Sports activities, extracurricular activities, are not always worth the time commitment they require. Children grow up so very fast. Let your children be children. Let them have free time after school for running and playing. And give yourself the treasure of being with your kids. Children who eat at the dinner table with their parents on a regular basis are less likely to get involved with drugs and alcohol. They're also less likely to be overweight or struggle with self-esteem issues. There's a saying that the kitchen is the heart of the home, but I would say that the dinner table is where it really happens. Food brings a family together like nothing else. Memories are created around the dinner table, and the family bond is strengthened. So back to that table. When you sit down together, is your table filled with clutter that you push to the side? Or maybe you avoid sitting at the table altogether because of clutter. If so, today I want you to make it your mission to clean up your dining area. If you have more than one area for eating, for example, a breakfast nook, the dining room, clean up and clean out these spaces so that it's inviting and that you want to sit down together and eat. In my house, we have the breakfast nook. We have the dining room, which is more formal. In my family room, we have a dining area, a large casual table that we often eat at. In fact, in the family room, when we have big family get-togethers, we'll pull out extra tables, and I have small chairs for the little ones to sit, and we'll put those around the coffee table and maybe even pull out one of our folding plastic tables so that everybody can eat together. And we also have our picnic table outside, which we utilize when the weather's nice at least once a week, if not more often. I love to decorate my tables with tablecloths. No matter what table we're sitting at, whether it's the picnic table, the casual table in the family room, the dining room, or the breakfast nook, I always have a pretty tablecloth. In fact, I have quite a large stash of tablecloths for every season and occasion. I usually purchase tablecloths on clearance sale at the end of a season. This way I never spend more than just a few dollars on beautiful tablecloths, because tablecloths can be quite expensive. I like to decorate my tables with a centerpiece. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. Sometimes I have flowers on my tables. Other times I have a big bowl of fruit. I have a beautiful large bowl that my sister-in-law had made for me when she lived in Italy. It has a fruit theme and the Bible verse, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me," from Philippians 4:13. And that's one of my favorite verses, and I particularly love that bowl. I usually keep my stash of cloth napkins in that bowl. Candles are wonderful on a table, and they bring quite a warm ambiance to the dining experience. You could place a bowl of fresh fruit. I particularly like green apples and lemons, but even a collection of fruit, and that also encourages your family members to grab a piece when they are wanting a snack, and is a healthy way to encourage snacking, healthy snacking. You could also place a potted plant in a basket or pick flowers from your garden. In the springtime when my yard is full of daffodils and tulips, my girls will bring in flowers each week, and we'll have fresh flowers on the table and around the house. Whatever you choose to put on the center of your table, make it pretty. You can change your centerpiece for the season or for the occasion. I love to decorate my home for the seasons, and so I'm constantly changing things out. I have drawers and closets around my house that I keep decorations just for the seasons, and so I'm constantly, every month or two, changing out things to keep it fresh and interesting. Now let's think about your dishes. Are they cheap and ugly? I know I used the same set of dishes for like 20 years, and they were very sweet little dishes, but over the years they got chipped, some got broken, and I began to collect more and more dish sets. I have a number of different antique dish sets that I was able to purchase for inexpensively at antique shops. My mother gave me, oh my goodness, years ago, a book called Homemade Memories by Marita Litauer. That book inspired me. I read it over and over and over again. And she talked about hospitality and meal planning, setting the table. Your family deserves the very best that you can give them. So if your dishes are in need of a makeover, maybe it's time to start setting aside some money for a new set of dishes. But you know, dishes don't have to be expensive. These days, you can find relatively inexpensive sets that are really pretty, even at Target or Walmart. You can find at places like Pier 1 Imports. You can usually find nice dishes for just a few dollars a piece, $2 or $3 per plate. Instead of purchasing many sets of dishes, if you're wanting to be able to serve a meal and have your dishes kind of set the tone for the meal, you can purchase plain white dinner plates as your base, and then purchase bowls, salad plates, and dessert dishes in a variety of patterns and colors, and change up your place settings just by doing that. Last year, my husband came home and surprised me with a new set of dishes. Like I said, we had been using the same set of dishes for 20 years, and while I loved that set, it really was time for a new set, and I was longing in my heart to buy a new set of everyday dishes. anyway, he came home one day with an entire new set of Fiesta ware by Homer Laughlin. And those dishes are so colorful. I have dishes from every color, just about. I think the only colors I did not get were brown, white, and the ivory color. But I have all the other colors. They're just so bright and cheery. And even just opening my cupboard doors makes me happy because of the colors. And those are our everyday dishes now. Those were great because I had, when we first got the dishes, I had each of the kids pick out a color, and that was going to be their dish set, so that when, if I saw a particular color plate sitting out, not being washed and put away, or if it hadn't been taken to the kitchen after a meal, I knew who had left their dishes laying around, and I could call them to come put them away. But dishes should really make you happy. They should bring joy to your dinner time. You may also want to consider using cloth napkins. You can make your own quite easily out of fabrics. You can find vintage napkins at flea markets or even shop the clearance racks to find good deals. Setting a pretty table is worth the extra effort it takes, and really it doesn't take that much effort. If you're able to enlist your children's help, it shouldn't take but a few minutes to make your dinner table look extra special. Like I said, your family deserves the best. The dinner hour should be a time of focusing on your family. But when you go the extra mile to make them feel special and loved, they may not thank you right now, but when your children are grown and they look back on those times, they're going to have the most wonderful memories, and they're going to remember how much you cared about all the details. Your family will appreciate the thought and care that went into the planning, and your husband especially will feel like a king when he comes home every evening to a well-prepared, well-thought-out dinner. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we ask you to bless our homes, bless our families. Please be with each of the ladies listening today. Help them to work willingly with their hands. Help them to bless their homes and bless their families with joy. Give them a sense of creativity. Help them to use their money wisely when planning menus and when planning their settings, the table settings. Help us to fill our homes with your love. Help us to serve joyfully. In Jesus' precious holy name I pray. Amen. Well, I hope you've been blessed by today's devotion. Be sure to join me tomorrow for our next devotion titled Picky Eaters.